Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. Each Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working in the world, our guest today says that we are at an irreversible turning point in human history. Yet at this time of great disruption, millions are rising up to the occasion in a more universal, holistic, cosmic consciousness seeking to fulfill our highest potential through joining together in co-creative action. The emerging worldview of conscious evolution provides us a purpose, a pattern, and a process to bring forth a new future, a new world, and a new humanity. So today we are going to discuss the tremendous potential of connecting co-creators in a new form, new social form that leads to a synergistic way of being in the world, and it brings about more creativity and tons of potential. So before I introduce our guest and bring her on, let's take a few deep breaths and bring our awareness into this moment as we drop our awareness into our heart and make that connection. We allow that to expand with every breath and connect our heart and mind and prepare for a great show. I would like to introduce you to my friend and mentor, Barbara Marks Hubbard. She has been called the voice of conscious evolution by Deepak Chopra and the subject of Neil Donald Walsh's book, The Mother of Invention. She's a prolific author, visionary, social innovator, evolutionary thinker, and educator, and she's the co-founder and president of the Foundation for Conscious Evolution. She's also produced and narrated an award-winning documentary series called Humanity Ascending. So, welcome, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here, Julie.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here, and I love hearing your voice here. So, Barbara, I always like to start off our show by a shared vision that I think you hold with me, that we are all a part of one living, breathing organism, one creation. And I know you have a profound connection to the historic perspective of the universe and how it's evolved over time. And with that, you share this All Things Connected. Would you like to just share with our listeners a little bit about what All Things Connected means to you?
Well, I think a wonderful example is our own physical bodies. If you think of the 50 trillion cells or more in your body, in my body, and every one of them is a unique individual. And by the coordinating power of nature to form whole bodies, our own body is an incredible example of connectivity, because if one or two of the cells go off, you know, you get sick. That's really what cancer is. The cells are not communicating right. And this is true of any disease of the physical body. And nature has been forming these very amazing whole systems. It's way beyond human engineering, because in our own body, the different parts of it, not only the organs, but the cells within them, have to communicate, Deepak Chopra says, but with the speed of light. So we're sitting here talking over the phone, 50 trillion cells to 50 trillion cells on a planetary body, that is now being connected by its nervous system, which is internet, phone calls, you know, Google and Facebook and Twitter and billions of cell phones, billions and billions of nervous systems connecting us. So here's a vision. If nature has been forming whole organisms, including planet Earth itself as a living body, it is at the threshold of creating a living system of humans and our culture in alignment with the natural world on this planet, that the same tendency that got multicellular organisms and larger animals and humans, and now our planet being connected as one whole, the actual process whereby it becomes one rather than just an accumulation of parts, I think we can participate in the design of that, like the wheel of co-creation is one such design, you know, with all the sectors going around a hub of the wheel. But the actual natural process of coordinating separate parts into a new whole is one of the great divine, mystical, mysterious processes of social synergy.
That definition, and that's just the just barely an introduction to what you call conscious evolution, because what you teach is here we are as conscious beings on the planet, now conscious of our own evolution and getting to participate in it as a co-creator. Do you want to say more about what conscious evolution is?
Yes, it's very important here because we know evolution itself has been going on for billions of years, but there's been a pattern in it. I call it an evolutionary spiral, and you can see the formation of universe, earth, life, animal life, human life, and you'll find if you study it that before every one of those turns on the spiral, there were crises. There were breakdowns to the old system. There were extinctions of many species. And then there was the formation through connectivity of new wholes greater than the sum of the parts. And that's known as synergy. So conscious of what's happened here on our planet, for the first time, a species is aware of its own evolution. We've heard about the fact that we come from billions of years and the universe is evolving. Secondly, we know we're affecting our own evolution by everything we do. The food we eat, the babies we have, the wars we fight, the cars we drive, our intimate life is affecting it. And then we know that we are at the threshold of a possible total breakdown of our society. Like I was just reading in the LA Times, climate reports depict planet in peril warning will disrupt not only natural world but society, and it could be within 8 years. Okay, that's front page. Crisis. So if you have evolutionary, conscious evolutionary eyes, you say, oh, a crisis has occurred that can't be resolved by doing more of the same. We have to look for what's emerging. We have to look for what's creative. We have to become consciously evolving people. Because if we just sit passively here doing the same thing, we'll go extinct. So what we have in front of us is a great evolutionary driver. Evolution or extinction in the most extreme form of that thought. But certainly evolution or breakdown of existing civilization.
Yeah, and you talk about, the front page isn't talking about this, they're talking about the breakdowns, but you talk about breakdowns lead to breakthroughs.
Yes. What I think is true is that in every organic function like health, education, environment, energy, management, relations, there are whole systemic breakthroughs happening. Just take, well, some of them are obvious, like the rise of the feminine. If you want to just take that one, when I got married in 1950, we still thought our entire role was to get married, have as many babies as possible, take care of the house, and love our husband. And if you And that was not bad. It's just it wasn't everything, and people got depressed, and finally we had feminism, and then we had feminine empowerment, and I really believe now we're having the feminine co-creator, which is not even just trying to be equal with men in a dying world. It's how to be evolving and creating. So there's a breakthrough. Just take the amazing breakthrough in the civil rights movement. In the 50s and 60s, when I was getting started in my adult life, you could get murdered in the South if a black man, kissed a white woman. It's stunning that we now have a black president and a woman running who will surely run for president. That is amazing. And then if you think of the rise in consciousness, the breakthrough in consciousness in the last 50 years, what you're finding is it looks to me like just about all the teachers, all the monks, all the mystics, all the mystery schools are on internet.
We've come out of the inner sanctum, haven't we? And we're out on the mainstream and on the web now.
Everybody's out of the closet. They're in the military. They've invaded the corporate world.
We have mystics everywhere.
That's
a good
everywhere.
Place to start when we come back. We're going to talk about co-creating, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I just want to let our listeners know you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show with this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we're with Barbara Marks Hubbard. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about conscious evolution and what it means to be a co-creator. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Julie Kroll. Our guest today is Barbara Marks Hubbard, and we've been talking about conscious evolution. But Barbara, before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, and you have a beautiful new website. It's www.evolve.org, is that correct?
That's it. That's it, Julie.
Okay, evolve.org. So we've been talking about conscious evolution, and I love one of your phrases, evolution by choice, not chance. So where are we at here in 2013? What does this mean, evolution by choice, not chance?
Well, we see the results of a form of growth, population growth, pollution growth, the carbon emission growth, and we can see that we have a choice to stop that. That's on the negative side of it. We have a choice to move to clean energy, to have only chosen children, to watch what we eat so that we're not destroying our bodies and our environment with processed food. I mean, just thousands of small decisions at the small level. And then we're going to have to change our political structure, I think, to far greater connectivity of people who want to cooperate rather than a top-down oppositional system, which is what we have in democracy now. It's not working. It's really not working at its highest. So I think there's an evolution of democracy going on here with conscious evolution, where people will get together to see what they want to create, what their needs and resources are, rather than a win-lose voting. You see, it's limited. And evolution by choice, in the very deepest sense, means finding your own life purpose.
Speak more about that. How are we, as conscious individuals, a part of this whole universal plan? What's happening, and what does it mean to find our own life purpose, vocation, and get involved? What does that mean?
Well, I think every person has a unique set of creative capacities and unique creativity. And a vocation is when you are activated in your own unique creativity to express that which is your, I would say, your unique full potential. And I really believe we're shifting from maximum procreation, reproducing ourselves, to co-creation, which is evolving ourselves. And in order to co-create, you need to find what it is that attracts you to create. And that's not so easy for people because you don't get educated for it. It isn't a natural thing when you go to school because you're told to learn certain things. So we're finding that the way you learn what your real passion to create is by inner attunement, resonance with two or more, expressing what really attracts you, reaching out to those that share something to create with you, and you begin to actually move into the process of co-creation. Because no one can achieve their vocation alone. But in the deepest sense, I feel vocation is like a calling of your soul to express your potential in the world. And everyone has a unique aspect of it. And almost none of our structures are hiring for you for it or educating you for it. So we're becoming pioneers in social expression of who we truly are.
I love that. You know, with your definition of co-creation and other leaders in the field, there's also this alignment piece of aligning with source and then creating this heart resonance to co-create. Is that true?
Yes. So the way you access the signal of vocation is through resonance, which means resounding, resonance. And what are we resounding with when we resonate? Well, it feels like we're resounding with the essence of the other, which is spiritually attuned presence of the other being. And when you are in resonance with somebody's true essence, you become more aware of your own essence. And the feeling really is love. But it's a type of love that is more in the co-creative realm than in the procreative realm. Because it seems to be a love that generates creativity and expression of greater potential of all the people involved. So it's very filled with joy and attraction.
I like that. There's a frequency of joy that I think we experience when we're in that kind of a resonant relationship and creating a resonant space. That joy is really palpable. You can feel it.
Yes, it's a biofeedback mechanism. It's just like if you're looking for a mate, you get aroused by this other person. Nature's purpose is procreation. Okay, so the next level of nature's purpose is co-creation. So we get vocationally aroused when we're with each other. Like you and I have been vocationally aroused. You were part of my classes. You have initiatives. So when we talk, there's more of you coming forward, which triggers more of me coming forward. And it's very, very creative and productive.
Mm. Yes. And, you know, it's just like the magic zone. We were talking earlier about, you know, coming out of the closet, coming out of the monasteries and really activating this new way of being on our planet. It's really about a new way of being in our bodies, a new way of being our minds and our spirit, and really a new way of being in relationship. Is that how you see it?
It is. I've been working with quite a few people who have been exploring the process of co-creation, like Carolyn Anderson and Catherine Roski and the whole Co-Creator's Handbook. I'm having a class on that tonight, and there's we call these circles of co-creation. So the first circle is awakening the co-creative self. Well, that would be the essence of your own being. And then the circle two is connecting at the heart to someone else's deeper self. And then, you know, circle three is overcoming the illusion of separation as you feel resonance with each other, and so on. And these are all practices that you can actually do with others that have a tremendously positive effect on you.
Yeah, you know what? I like using the word practice because I use it a lot when I, you know, coach coaches or work with other healers and teachers and really teach practices that bring these things to a real living, life-giving place in our lives. When you talk about the practice of co-creation, there's an element of the mystery that comes through in that process too with our consciousness that isn't there in just ordinary consciousness or when we're working on our own. That resonance really brings forth a whole new dynamic.
This is true. You know, there's one phrase of it there's mental mind. And then Sri Aurobindo has, I think it's intuitive mind, higher mind, over mind, and then finally what he calls supermental or supramental mind, where you're picking up the genius of creation itself. So the graduation from the mental mind that is analytical and critical and was a great advance for its time is now not sufficient to guide humanity in a time when we have to be connected and holistic as a living system. So yes, the analytical critical mind now has to be enlarged to the higher mind that is picking up the patterns of creation, of whole making. And in the deepest sense, in the spiritual sense, there's this phrase now, the Akashic Field, an ancient Hindu phrase, is the coordination or coherence of the universal at the level of the quantum field.
Yes, yes. Let's talk more about that field when we get back. There's so much talk about it out there in the world right now. Let's talk about it when we return. This is Dr. Julie. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or, to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302. Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's Joe.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Julie Kroll talking with Barbara Marks Hubbard. We've been talking about conscious evolution, and before we get going, I want to remind our listeners one more time that they can find you on evolve.org. It's a beautiful website, and there's lots of new things going on there. So, Barbara, we've been talking about co-creators and that, and we really haven't touched yet on that synergistic effect that happens when we do this in community and what we can do for the real life down-to-earth community building and really working on the structures that are breaking down in these systems. So I would love to hear what can our listeners do to get involved and to co-create?
Well, if they check out the evolve.org website, we have a wonderful new product, Julie. It's called an Evolve Pack. And this is a little backpack that you can purchase. And you can become a storyteller and create your own evolutionary circle. So the backpack includes the two movies, Our Story and also Visions of the Universal Humanity. And it includes some booklets and some various tapes of things. And we're offering this to all my students and to others now. And if you buy this little backpack, which you will see advertised on evolve.org, you can have a party at your house and show a 40-minute movie called Our Story, which would give people a sense of the evolutionary potentials we're facing. And you could lead a discussion. You could have a, you know, an interesting evolutionary conversation about this. You could become a leader in your field because you have to have some sense of direction, particularly when people are getting hopeless. And in the Evolve Pact is a guide on how to form a very simple co-creative circle, an evolutionary circle. So people would share, you know, from their heart. They would begin to develop a deeper communication of what's emerging. They would practice some resonance. So it's a wonderful little starter kit for people who would like to participate. And there will be many other offerings, but the website is now just still, the new website is in formation, but that Evolve Pack will be available right there.
Great. And I think you're doing something with videos. You're asking people to answer a question. What is that?
Well, the videos are all really openers for discussions.
And no, I mean, are you asking people to submit a video of them answering a question?
No.
Is it? I'm trying to think of what that is. Like their vision for the future. Their vision for the future.
What we are doing on What we're doing on the website is called Share Your Vision.
Yes.
And if you click on evolve.org now, you can click on Share Your Vision, and you can write what you envision for our future and what acts you'd like to take for that vision. And you can also note what sector of this wheel of co-creation it's in. Like, is it about education? Is it about health? Is it about governance? And then you can meet up with other people who share your vision.
Great idea of connecting people. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Barbara, there is a lot of good going on in our world. There is reason for hope. We're seeing lots of breakthroughs, lots of innovations, lots of great projects coming up. What do you see working in the world right now?
You know what I see working most is the number of people I'm meeting whose consciousness is shifting, who have a sense of wanting to resonate more deeply with their own spirit, who want to get out of separation, conflict, and fighting, who want to work toward peace, toward social justice, towards more participatory democracy, who want to stop all this fighting, who think that our behavior in our in the United States government is of opposition and corporate support of every single member of Congress in order to survive is a system that really doesn't work well. We're envisioning people now moving in the direction of communicating via internet and having the massive, it's sort of the next step after Facebook, is people wanting to collaborate on internet and using some of the wonderful tools that have been developed for business, for social collaboration. And I think the next great movement is social collaboration, social synergy, social cooperation, starting with the small group, moving into one's own work space, one's own life purpose, and eventually creating social entrepreneurship, which are projects that, like yourself, Judy, that you are attracted to doing, that you have to earn your way to some degree by doing them. So instead of just getting a job or waiting for support, you are finding two or more who are gathered to be attracted to do what attracts you. And I think the rising up of social entrepreneurship for the higher purpose of everybody's life and of the planet is another great movement that's happening. I'm certainly aware of the really huge breakthroughs in personal health, responsibility for food, for exercise, realizing your thought affects everything in your body, taking personal responsibility for health. I don't know anybody who smokes cigarettes.
Oh, and wow. That's awesome.
I used to smoke. You know, I remember parties. I stopped smoking when I was 40. And, you know, that was a long time that I smoked, from about 18 to 40. And after parties, there used to be heaps of cigarettes everywhere. I mean, I don't know anyone even who goes outside to smoke, you know. I mean, it's really big forward. I mean, there are many things like that. And also, I mean, I really want to say, I think the most amazing and important big thing is the massive growth of the planetary communication system available to all people everywhere on Earth.
Yeah, that is exciting. Because what I'm hearing from you in this moment is we don't have to go out and go change something out there in the world, like take on this great big task to turn things around. We just have to wake up and show up and be fully embodied little conscious evolutionaries in our own life, with our own health, with our own vocation, with our own communities.
Right, and reach out to other people who feel like you. I mean, for me, Julie, when I got started in the early 1950s, I never met anybody like me. And after my fifth child, and I thought I was getting depressed, and I went to the local Freudian analyst, and I was neurotic. And the very thing that is this growth impulse in me towards creativity was, in the Freudian analysis, in neuroses. Now, that's a really bad judgment on your growth potential.
Well, I think they said that about a lot of women back then. And look at us now. It's all shifting, isn't it?
And another thing is, you know, my favorite word for the older woman beyond 50, 60, 70, I'll be 84 this Christmas, December, is regenopause. We're getting more vital instead of less vital.
I love that word.
And another thing I just want to mention, on December 22nd, if you look on the Shift Network, I don't think they've really publicized it yet, would be every year on December 22nd, we're going to have a birthday party for the new culture. And you remember December 22nd, 2012, we called that a planetary birth. I'm calling it an announcement that our culture was being born. Mm-hmm. This year, it will be an announcement of the year one of our announcing this birth. So people will be asked, what do you think has really been growing in you and in your world that's good? What do you know that works? So it will be a whole celebration year by year of what's actually working in the world.
Nice. You know, I know that same time, our next week's guest is going to talk about Comet Icen coming around the sun and back by the Earth at that very time, heralding this good news. So that's an exciting time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one of my words I use for myself is con-celebration. To celebrate actually being alive now at a time of planetary birth of a new culture, a new way of being, a new humanity, faced with a crisis that requires us to cooperate or die. We are the most fortunate generation in the history of humanity because we're aware of this. And anybody that says, yes, I'm going to find my part in it, is suddenly to be energized and I would say inspired by a greater force.
And fully supported, don't you think? I think the universe has our back on this one.
I think the universe is definitely within us doing it.
Exactly. Yes.
So when I realized I was not neurotic housewife, but I was actually, like everybody else, the universe in person.
I mean, yes.
Cosmogenesis, the entire billions of years of evolution, shows up, Julie, as you and me right now.
And here we are. Hey, we need to take a quick break. I love this conversation. We could do it for a marathon, I know, but we need to take a quick break. So when
okay.
we return, we're going to do our integration meditation and then talk a little bit more with Barbara. So stay with us.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Barbara Marks Hubbard about conscious evolution and connecting the co-creators. And now it is time for our weekly sound meditation with the musical genius of David Eisen. So take a moment, sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation. Here is David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down.
For that powerful sound meditation. And friends, I hope you experience the power of integration. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at chakrasoundsystem.com. And staying with that essence of joy and gratitude that we talked about today, I just want us to be mindful of this beautiful time in history that we're consciously aware of, all of these structures and systems evolving and coordinating to the next higher level. I want to thank Barbara Marks Hubbard, our guest, for talking about conscious evolution today and the synergistic effects of co-creating and coming together to create whole systems. We are very blessed to have this 50 trillion cells that know what they're doing. And if 50 trillion cells in our body can know what they're doing, 9 billion people on the planet can surely come together. So this connectivity is leading us to new wholeness. And our crisis is our birth, as Barbara says. It's an evolutionary driver. And here we are creating the breakthroughs, one listener at a time. So thank you, Barbara. I am so honored and happy that you are with us today.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing and your understanding of all of this and all the people that you're touching in your life and in your work. So I'm sending you all my love and a real, real resonant hug.
Thank you. I feel it right in this moment. You know, there's a lot of important work to do on the planet. And like we said, just one at a time, we just have to show up and do our part.
That's it. That's it. You certainly are showing up, Julie. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it. Hey, please, listeners, visit our website. It's thedrjulieshow.com. All of our information is there, and you can sign up for our monthly newsletter. Also, stay connected all week long on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, where we continue the conversation. There's a post pinned at the top with Barbara's picture on it. If you have any questions for Barbara or myself, come on over and join in the conversation. We'll continue it all week, and I appreciate having Barbara here. We're going to, and I appreciate listeners, the comments and the messages that I've received from you, so thank you so much for doing that. And as we move forward, I just want to remind you that every week we have evolutionary thinkers and visionaries and change makers on the planet. Next week, we will have David Eisen himself, who you just heard with the Chakra Sound System, talking about an exciting new project that he is working on. So again, join me every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Central, or excuse me, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins, so I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.